Welcome to the house of the Lord on this beautiful Sunday morning. It is good to greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And I pray that the joy of the Lord will be within you as we worship this morning. Couple of announcements. First, the senior saints will be here this Thursday here in the sanctuary offering their concert at 11 a.m. and all are invited to attend that. And if you wish to stay for the luncheon afterwards, you are invited to that. But you have to sign up on the bulletin board to make sure there's enough food for everyone. So that's this Thursday, the 17th, concert here at 11 in the sanctuary, and then the luncheon to follow. The mission of the month in August is Back Bay Mission. And Back Bay is a mission down in Biloxi, Mississippi. And St. John's has historically done a few trips down there over the years. And so it's the mission of the month, and I'll share a little bit of info. They have a simple mission there at Back Bay, to strengthen neighborhoods, to seek justice, and to transform lives. They strengthen neighborhoods through ministries like their education and empowerment programs and their housing rehabilitation program. Those vital ministries help the people they serve be a part of and build their own communities on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. As volunteers take what they learn at Back Bay Mission home with them, they have the opportunity to strengthen their own neighborhoods. Back Bay Mission seeks justice by helping the people they serve become more involved in their communities, educating people about the realities of poverty, and advocating on behalf of marginalized people in our own community. All of their programs work to transform lives, whether they're helping a homeowner keep their home, mentoring a single mother as she plans her path out of poverty, or walking with an intern who was thinking about a career in social work, Back Bay Mission is making the lives of the people they serve better. And from their monthly newsletter from one of their case managers, I read, Back Bay Mission offers our unsheltered guests a safe place to get their basic needs met while we work towards helping them gain sustainability. We provide these services while treating each person who walks through our doors with dignity and respect. We offer a small speck of comfort to many people who walk the streets daily feeling dehumanized. Our guests live in, quote, the tyranny of the moment, where all available time and resources are focused on survival. They often face challenges and have barriers that influence their ability to become and remain self-sufficient. So that's Back Bay Mission. And as I prepared for Sunday school this morning, one of the paragraphs shares, Jesus was mocked and judged for spending time with sinners, though that's exactly who he came to save. Jesus intentionally sought out those who were discarded by society, those who were considered beyond help. In my interactions with Back Bay over the years, that statement fits them and their ministry very well. So invite you to support them through your offerings this month. In our worship, we begin this morning with our reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. This passage comes after the feeding of the 5,000 and that miraculous event. And here in this account, we see Jesus walking on the water. So Matthew 14, 22. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," Jesus said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked in the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Praise be to the Lord. Amen.
I invite you to rise as we begin our opening worship this morning. Our first hymn will be hymn number 2, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing."
Prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for seeking us out. We thank you for opening up our hearts to your love and to your grace and to your mercy. Lord, as your faithful people, we've gathered to worship you this day. We pour out our praise and our prayers and our songs and our words to glorify you. Amen.
We continue our morning worship with hymn number 330, "Only Trust Him."
Oh,
to share the peace of Jesus Christ with one another. I invite children to come forward for the children's moment. I heard that. Ryan's half birthday is coming up this week on the 16th.
Of August.
And he's lobbying with his parents to have quarter birthdays now. See, what you tell me, I hear. I tell you. All right. Hi there. I know. You told me that in class, too. It's a long ways away. How are we doing today? You're pretty good. I brought a pillow. When you go to bed at night, do you have a pillow in your bed?
Always.
Is it a comfortable pillow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tractor.
Okay. Does a tractor make noise?
No.
Okay.
It's just fake.
Well, I brought a real pillow because in the scripture reading we are reading this morning from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 through 18, the Christians in Thessalonica are concerned about those who have fallen asleep. You ever fall asleep?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's good to have a pillow to lay your head on when you're resting. Well, they were concerned about those who had fallen asleep, and they're not really sleeping. They're talking about those who have already died. And Jesus is concerned. And Paul is concerned. So Paul responds to their question about those who had fallen asleep, those who had died. What is going to happen to those who have fallen asleep when Jesus returns? Is Jesus going to come again?
Yes.
Yep, he's going to come again. The scriptures tell us he's going to come back. And Paul writes that when those who have fallen asleep, when those who have already died, when Jesus comes back, he is going to call them out of their rest, and they will join him and be with him, and everyone who is alive at that time will go up second. So they had concern about those who had died, and Jesus has a plan for them. They are just resting until Jesus comes back and raises them up.
When, I never got to home till like about 11 o'clock.
Because you were at the tractor pull last night.
Yeah. That lasted from like 6 to 10.
Yeah, I can understand that. And you were tired, so you went right to bed, right?
Well.
With the tractor.
Well, I've been sleeping.
Ah, you were sleeping on the way home. Okay. Well, remember, Jesus will call those who have fallen asleep, and he's going to call those of us that are alive. As we believe in him as our Lord, we will have eternal glory with him. Let's pray.
Huh? What's inside that pillow?
It's called a pillow.
It's open.
That's a pillow case.
Oh.
Let's pray. God, we thank you for the blessing of children. We thank you that Jesus loves each and every one of us. Lord, help us raise our children up in the faith to honor you. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up.
Now, 8 o'clock service.
I offered this pillow to anybody that wanted to give me $5. Nobody took me up on the offer, but after the service, two people had $5 bills, and I sat down too quickly. So, anybody want to buy my lunch? You can have this pillow during the sermon time. I'm sitting down real quick again.
Our scripture this morning comes from 1 Thessalonians 4, starting at verse 13. Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. And having heard the word of the Lord, we respond in singing. I invite you to sing along with hymn number 410, My faith looks up to thee.